Britain's High Court issued a ruling today that could lead to the release of sensitive U.S. intelligence. The court said several paragraphs detailing the alleged torture of a former Guantanamo detainee must be made public. The paragraphs were part of written exchanges between U.S. and British officials regarding Binyam Mohamed. He's an Ethiopian who lived in Britain and was arrested in Pakistan in 2002. He was accused of training with Al-Qaeda and transferred to U.S. prisons in Afghanistan and Guantanamo. Mohamed claims he was tortured while in American custody. The charges against him have since been dropped and he was released back to Britain. But the legal case has continued, with several news organizations pressing the British government to disclose what it knows about the torture allegations. Today's ruling orders British Foreign Secretary David Miliband to release information he previously withheld. Richard Norton Taylor is covering the case for The Guardian newspaper in London. He says the ruling is a blow to the government.
It really is very damning criticism of Miliband, because they're talking about, instead of hushing things up and covering things up, they should be champions of openness and the rule of law. They're talking about being the cornerstone of democracy and all that.
Well, what blowback is this all going to have for David Miliband, the foreign secretary?
Well, appealed, and therefore we won't see what's in the seven paragraphs yet. And he's issued a strong statement saying he was very disappointed with the judgment and he intends to appeal his standing by his argument that no English court can reveal foreign countries' intelligence given to British intelligence agency, in this case the CIA's.
Is it certain that these seven paragraphs will now be published?
No, it's not, because even though the judges here said today that they should be published, there's an appeal, and so the whole purpose of an appeal would be squashed if the seven paragraphs were released into the public domain at this stage. So I'm afraid the saga goes on.
How is this going to affect U.S. and U.K. relations?
Well, at the moment, it's actually not, probably, because David Miliband, who's the British Foreign Secretary, has bent over backwards to say that one of the reasons why he is can't give out this information, because it's American information, and the American administration, even the Obama administration, doesn't want this CIA evidence being disclosed. Wow. And Hillary Clinton has backed the British in this. And if the English courts win, or at least if the Mohammed's lawyers, the media lawyers, win on appeal and the CIA information is disclosed, then it might cause concern. But, you know, is it credible? Because Hillary Clinton and the Americans were saying, with the British Foreign Secretary, that the release of this information would actually damage intelligence or cooperation between the two countries and put British lives at risk as a result. The judges here today clearly did not believe that. They said it was just an exaggerated and an incredible claim, frankly.
Richard Norton Taylor with London's Guardian newspaper, thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure.